This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But then you have,
but then you have that for your life.
But then it's,
you know,
then it's like, it's like Happy Pride Month. Your pleasure is the most important thing I know. Me and my partner don't speak on that.
Yeah. Naomi's sex negative.
I'm so sex negative. Well, I'm just like, don't speak on that.
Yeah.
I just don't want to know about you. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want to know what you're doing.
Well, me specifically?
Well, you specifically, between, yeah. And also other people.
In the vein of don't come for me unless I send for you. If I send for you, maybe I would like to know. Yeah. But if I don't send, don't show me.
Who are you sending for?
I don't know. Sometimes I am curious about people say something provocative and I say, speak.
What kind of sex are you having?
Speak more on that.
I think it's an attractiveness scale and then a grossness scale. There's two levers.
There's also a wildness scale of like, whoa, you're wild. You know, like... Look at how the other half lives.
She's dependent on those so much. She's dependent on so much.
Yeah.
I watched, because Kelly's sick, we watched like part of Love is Blind.
I watched this with my sister.
The thing that think when I'm watching it, I'm like, every time they go up to meet each other, like for the first time, they go like, kiss first.
Whoa.
And I can't imagine being in a scenario where
you
I'm
kiss
just
first?
Meeting somebody and I'm like, fuck it.
Kiss first.
What is it? Like a pimple?
No, your earring is on.
Oh, it's so tiny.
Uh-huh. What is it? Like a pimple?
I don't know. That would be something that you would do to me.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
In the ear is crazy.
I'm breaking out in a crazy way.
Where?
Me too, what? Kind of.
No, you're not.
Well, just for me, it's like all the little tiny bumps under the skin,
like
all
little
over
hormonal.
Here.
What do
you I do? Think it's like from I don't know what it's
from. Talk about the routine. Lay it down. What do you mean?
Naomi has a thick routine.
I've been switching up. Well, okay. A classic cleanser.
Sure.
Sometimes I'll double cleanse.
Do you oil double cleanse?
Yeah.
Occasionally.
But I'm out of the oil right now, so I'm not really on that.
Yeah. I need help. It's from just, you specifically.
I can help you.
You're my fair skin.
Yeah, similar similar tones.
Yeah, are we recording it? Yeah.
So are we live?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We're on the
hello.
Air.
We're live.
Hello.
We're live. We're on the air.
We're on the air. This is our first guest of the season. Whoa. I look at my producers to say yes or no.
We'll see if it's a lie or a truth later.
It will be a lie later. But
okay.
It'll be a lie later.
Okay.
So delete that.
How is it true?
Right
now,
in this present moment, it is true.
Okay, so, right.
We haven't
right.
recorded anybody else this season yet.
Totally.
Hannah, thank you so much for coming on Gayotic.
Oh my God, it's my pleasure.
And been a long time coming.
Yeah. More importantly, how do you have that skin?
This skin?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we were jumping right into skincare routine.
We are. Okay, so I'm really big into the K-beauty.
Kelly, my girlfriend, is too.
They do it. They don't
they do
hold
right.
back.
No.
They do it right. And my hat is doing this.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
It's off to them.
Tipping of the cap.
It's 1,000,000%. Yeah, I'm doing a ginseng essence.
Ooh, nice.
I'm doing a toner, you guys.
I've
done a toner actually.
What are you
recently?
Using to tone? Like, what are you using to tone with?
It's a ginseng. I'm doing in the hands.
Yeah,
on the
hands.
Aftershave style.
Patting.
I am too.
You have to pat.
Yeah.
Okay. I was using
a cotton swab.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I don't think there's a really right and wrong.
With the essences or the oils, not the moisturizer, padding. It absorbs into the skin better.
Okay.
For the love of Christ.
All this really awesome skincare banter's unusable. Throw it at
it. Someone had to drop their phone. Sorry.
So yeah, sorry about that, Hannah.
Yeah, no, we're going to take it again.
Wait, do you
reset,
have the brand?
Reset.
Huh?
What are the brand?
Beauty of Joseon is like
yeah, I've heard of the this best one.
I've heard that.
Ever.
How did you discover this?
God, how did I discover Beauty of Joseon? Well, I actually, I'm a big Poog fan, and Jacqueline Novak was very, she expressed a love for the website Soko Glam.
Yeah, so Soko Glam is great.
Soko Glam goes insanely hard, and so I was like looking via Skin Concern, and I tried some serums, and my friend Andrew Law said that there was a clinical study that said that green tea serums make red light more effective, and so
I've heard that as well.
Yeah, I got a Beauty of Joseon green tea serum.
And you have a mask, red light?
I do.
Do you have the full mask?
I got the
Dennis?
Face.
What,
Dr.
Dennis?
Shawnee Darden.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
Shawnee Darden.
Shawnee Darden.
This is Shawnee Darden. This is a message to all the brands who Shawnee listen to this Darden. Podcast. Do you hear what the names of the products
like,
are saying?
Literally, if you hear send this? Us masks, we'll wear it for an entire episode.
Wow. I would love to wear
Can
a red light.
I think you wouldn't want to, but it would be... It would be really
you
fine.
You wouldn't
fine,
want to.
Fine. What if we wore it on? How long do you put it on for?
You're, what, probably
15
like,
or whatever.
I would say it's about
10 off?
Minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So not a long time.
Not a long time.
What do you do when you're in there?
Think?
No. Yeah. Is it thinking or is it nothing?
She's sitting still
just
for those who
are on the Enya and just.
Well, that's absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Who can say?
Exactly.
Yeah. I was thinking about her.
Face the wall.
The other day.
Yeah. Yeah. In what capacity, I wonder?
I was listening to this podcast called Demystify Magic.
Huh.
And
hi.
They just got on, they were talking about like music and ritual, and they got on a tangent about Enya and like how cool of a life she has now.
Her life is awesome.
Does she live in a castle?
Yes, dude.
Where?
In Ireland, bro. I'm pretty sure.
Have you
just like singing down the halls?
Are y'all's feeds serving you the like, home in the middle of rural Norway is $28,000, and it's
I'm
like,
I'm gonna go ahead and say no.
Kelly,
I get fed that sort of stuff at times.
You're where it's just like you're someone homes. Who wants to be like in isolation.
Do you want? Are you at a period of time right now where you're like, I would like to retreat?
No, actually, but I can you imagine?
No, you're
like,
absolutely wrong.
No.
Yeah. The algo got it wrong. You actually don't get me at all.
No, actually.
You think you know me, which is so fucking crazy.
I'm not, but I don't know why it's serving me that. I think it's probably because like maybe the nature, the rural, like I'm into the nature. I don't know that I could like stay there. I'd lose my mind probably.
Do you follow like home Instagrams
like are we talking like
real I'm
like
talking
design?
Take Sunset
baby
and the like shout out to Take Sunset
I'm a follower of Take Sunset.
Do really you guys good. Follow that
I barely follow anything.
Take Sunset is just real estate. It's LA. It's like beautiful Los Angeles homes for sale, and it's like really fucked up.
So
I think that's why I get fed some of that stuff is like you see like beautiful interiors or whatever, and then I was like that
for sure. For sure. What are your style preferences?
Home-wise?
Yeah.
I don't own a home, so I can't speak to it other than in fantasy at the moment.
Can,
But I like, I'm a powerful, these are locutionary acts. These are powerful words that I can speak out into the universe that maybe will be provided back that which I'm interested in.
Totally.
I don't like anything too, like, I do like, obviously, like mid-century, like beautiful LA mid-century craftsmen are so, amazing. But I like a kind of new Spanish at times.
That's still Los Angeles.
Very, very LA.
Yeah.
But I don't like anything like too mid-century modern, like decor-wise. Like when people go the full tilt, it's like, relax.
Where there's like a wall unit and there's a desk coming out.
Yeah. And like... there's like a lot of, and there's like kind of just all the lamps are exactly what you would imagine that they are, and there's circular wall sconces and certain types of stuff. But I don't know. I'm open. I just like a house with character.
That's right. I love to look.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
You like character, but you don't want like tchotchke character.
Not Hitchy. Well, I don't want it to be haunted.
No, but I feel like you're more open now to items that give you
I like my tchotchkes. Yeah. Like,
not your fucking tchotchkes.
What are examples of them? My tchotchkes?
Me tchotchke?
Sometimes.
Me tchotchke. Me and a neurodivergent person trying to have a conversation. Yeah. What would be examples of the tchotchke?
You're going to have a neurodivergent
off. Wait, time out. We should see how many times we actually, can we finish the topic and how many topics we go through.
No, we can't.
That's the whole point of the podcast.
Well, I know, but I would love someone to start counting. I need a tally. Wait, can we get a tally in the edit?
We got you.
Okay.
We will circle back to this and finish this.
I don't believe
it. Have you read the book ADHD 2.0?
It's on my list. I'm currently reading Stolen Focus. Yeah, by Johan Hari. It's like, I mean, I really like Johan Hari's book, Lost Connections, and I think he's a great writer. But so far, I'm like, okay, I know all this type of a thing.
Yeah. Okay. ADHD 2.0 is a lot of stuff that you will already know.
Having ADHD, totally.
2.0. Due to the crippling level.
I got that
3.0,
y'all.
Yeah, I got
the new strain.
I've got ADHD absolutely. Omicron.
I'm just loving the irony of like just picturing you reading this book called Stolen Focus and like not being able to focus on the book.
Yeah.
Is that a part of the way that you experience?
Oh, I've been reading it for a really long time. I mean, it's been a
reading
while.
Reading a book can take years.
It's dependent on the
book. So true. Are you properly diagnosed? Like, when did that
occur? Yeah, you
yeah.
are.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. I can see that.
No, I think when we saw you, when we did Meg's...
Largo,
I think you did it in your stand. Like, your
I do have jokes about it. I was diagnosed as a kid and medicated
absolutely
shortly after.
Same.
So,
are you?
You same.
Yeah, totally.
Presently no. medicated or no?
No, totally. I'm free.
Raw dogging.
What did they give you? Like Adderall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy drug to be on. Obviously, if it helps a person,
totally.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But it is, you know, one molecular difference. The compound of Adderall, it's
and
like
meth.
One
meth.
Molecular.
What is it? Dextroamphetamine and methamphetamine?
Yeah.
Freebasing Adderall.
I used to take my friend Becca's Adderall for fun.
Yeah.
That's.
It can never be fun for me.
Did it make you.
It made me high. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like the thing that's confusing because.
It depends on the dosage. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
I would take a lot of it.
So yeah, if you're taking
a
lot,
I would take a lot of it.
Yeah.
The only time I've been high on those types of drugs was on Vyvanse, and I took so fucking much of it.
I hate Vyvanse.
But usually, just taking like a little bit, it's the same. It has the same effect.
Yeah.
As bleep out the name of the drug that we've done. But
every
same effect,
time.
Like, in the way that... has like a focusing effect on those who struggle with neurodivergence. You know what I mean?
This reminds every time you and I would sometimes do some stuff. Every time I would be like, I'm hearing my thoughts come out of my head as I'm thinking them,
and not
after they're out of my mouth. Every single time.
I know
would do
it is
really we'd have this conversation.
But in ADHD 2.0, they said that people are experimenting with the potential of a non-drowsy Benadryl having a focusing effect on people who have ADHD. I know. I cannot believe it.
Benadryl.
Non-drowsy Benadryl. I will, I'll pull it up. But this is all to say, I listened to ADHD 2.0 on a very long drive. I listened to it on 1.25 speed because the guy was talking too fucking slow. And there were parts where I tuned out and there was some Captain Obvious shit, but it's worth a read.
Okay.
It's worth a read. Okay. It kind of... There's helpful tools available in the book.
Yeah, I'm looking for tools.
Yeah.
Caffeine.
So, yeah. I do yeah, try caffeine. To replace... Yeah, caffeine.
Caffeine.
I try to replace the Adderall or like the upper with like matcha. I do like very
totally.
Strong matchas every
cool.
morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. That matcha too.
It helps me get going.
I'm curious what... It seems like you're somebody who has... now I'm having like a...
Speak freely.
Thought on top of my thought,
yeah.
which is
yeah,
like,
double thoughted.
I can't stop.
Double thoughted.
I'm like, because we haven't hung out that much. About. So it's like every time you speak in this conversation, I'm like taking it and I'm just trying to make a generalization about you.
Totally.
Like, so it seems like you're this guy.
Human
person.
Behavior, by the way.
non alien.
Kind of something that we all do kind of all the time.
Totally.
Katie is an oversharer beyond.
I'm ready for it. I love it.
She can't.
Katie can't have an interaction.
The thought can't not be expressed.
You can't keep the thought inside.
That's like, what's up.
When it's free just the like, thoughts. When you're like, yeah, free the thoughts.
Yeah.
T-H-O-T.
I gotta let y'all know.
Free them, please.
Yeah. Wait, what was the original thought?
So yeah, what were you saying?
Wow. It seems like you're someone who has a lot of tools. Like, you maybe have made a choice at some point in your life to, like, be like, I need to gather my toolbox and work with the way that I am rather than just kind of vibe out freely and see and hope things don't go to shit.
I would say that's a fair assumption.
Good job, Katie.
Incredible observation.
What are you... Wait. We can all talk about tools. What do you identify as?
What do you mean?
Do you identify as someone who has a lot of tools, or are you going through
Toolless.
Toolless.
Oh, that's interesting.
Just makes me think that you were saying
you got a lot of tools.
Okay, I think I have a lot of tools, but I think it's more identify more as like it's not a toolbox. It's a Mary Poppins bag, and I really don't know what I'm going to be pulling out at any given time. You know,
absolutely.
Like, it's not organized.
You're shoulder deep in the bag, just kind of rustling around.
Yeah, rustling around. Pulling out a bike. And we'll see what I use on any given day. But
and you'll be like, well, I pulled out the bike. So today I'm riding my bike.
Right. Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Yeah.
Bike.
Even though I gave my bike away.
Let me start by saying this show, Gaiotic, is sponsored by BetterHelp.
How are you guys doing right now? Speaking of BetterHelp.
Not good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, living in the world as we're experiencing it now can often be, you know, at times you'll feel elated and at other times you'll feel very depressed. And I think we oscillate between those two emotions frequently. And it's hard to do that by yourself.
Definitely.
Well, that's why it's so nice to have a therapist that you can talk to help bring you back to what you care about in life. Or just talk about, you know, the everyday problems of existence.
Yeah.
You know?
We are very pro therapy as a band. I'm also pro, like, getting help where you can find it. And what I love about BetterHelp is how accessible it is for people to try. I have a lot of friends where BetterHelp was, like, the first therapist that they
I was going to mention a friend
found.
Of ours who had a BetterHelp, who found his therapist through BetterHelp as an individual that travels quite a bit and needed to be able to do it over the phone. And, yeah, it's like starting therapy can be a lot like starting to date. And it makes you feel very nervous, and you do have to find the right person, and BetterHelp can, you know, kind of facilitate that process a little bit.
Definitely. So we encourage all y'all to visit betterhelp.com/gaiotic today, and you can get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/gaiotic. Go to therapy, y'all. Go,
please.
You're listening to Gaiotic? Go to therapy.
Put the podcast down and get help with BetterHelp.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I got a Heather and Megan got me a bike.
I know.
It's in my trunk.
Not funny.
Yeah,
that's
biked.
Very sweet.
It's nice. My other bike I couldn't
Joe
fit.
Just turned 30.
Oh my god. Yeah. Mazel tov.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay, cool.
How old are you?
Baby.
I'm 31.
Okay. And
31.
Your turn? Okay.
We're a week apart.
Oh my god.
So it kind of seems like you're someone who's like in your late 20s.
Who's like wondering about when people's birthdays are.
Yeah. And that's fair. You know, that's true to me. That's true to me now. That's been true to me for, you know, 2 years. So
when's your birthday?
May 21st.
Are you a Taurus?
Okay, and this is the place to talk about it.
Okay.
Here, yes, you know, you're both right. What are you on the cusp? I am a cusp. There is no general consensus on my sign.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
CoStar says one thing. The other websites say another. You Google what is the first day of Gemini, May 21st. Other things are labeling me as a Taurus. I'm putting out an APB.
Who are you to you?
Acronym?
Wait, we're gonna have an astrologer come on later, so we can ask her.
Ask her what's up. 5 a.m. West Hollywood. 5 a.m. on the dot. That's what my mom says.
Cedars.
What?
Yeah.
Cedars.
You are. Well, yeah. Absolutely. Who do you identify as, a Taurus or Gemini? I'm going back.
Yeah, go back.
Back to the one thought guess? Before. I'm gonna Gemini. Say.
You give Taurus vibes to me, and that's really? Just me.
But we have both okay. Taurus. We have both Taurus in our chart, and you have Gemini in your chart, and I do. You have Gemini in your
yeah.
chart.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, I don't know.
I feel more like Gemini.
Yeah.
All
my best friends are Geminis.
Yeah.
Other than my Capricorns.
Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know. Like, I have a Pisces moon, I think.
Pisces moon.
So
we're very connected up in this
Pisces.
Room.
Pisces.
Yeah, very connected up in this room, yeah.
What is the rising?
We crying. Yeah.
What?
Isn't that... It's like a water sign.
No. Okay, wait.
Don't meet me with that. No,
what? Wait, no. Let me we tell you right what there. Just happened. Let me tell you what just happened. Okay. So Joe asked, "What is the rising?"
Oh, and then,
when I said, and we you crying. Said, "We crying," which sorry, means like thought, we are what? Crying. But yeah. what I heard was,
"We crying."
We crying.
I had the same
totally. No thought, relation thought, to Meg Ryan.
Nice, what?
Nice to speak.
I was like, "Wow, on behalf. I've never." Heard of that astrological
Week
sign
Ryan.
Before?
Week Ryan.
What is my rising? I believe my well. Here's the issue, you guys. This, because there is no consensus
wait,
on
what?
My sign. Everything's
wow. Everything's
like so. I
yachted.
Don't really know the
God.
Answer to these questions, and I'm kind of fine to just
vibe.
Yeah.
No, I'm
like I love
stressed on your behalf.
I know it's but and I'd love to. It's like I'd love to know, but again, mm-hmm. like I'm plugging in the numbers, y'all.
Right.
They've
got nothing.
No one's done more research than you.
Yeah.
I would be up
to Do
in
you
there
identify with like the cusp itself? You know?
Sure. I mean, come on.
Come on.
Who don't?
I'm yeah. Oh, I live
baby.
For the yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
I like the cusp. It feels true to my a lot of elements of my being and personality and
speaking of
what?
Katie.
Yeah, what's she gonna say next?
I'm scared.
I'm like you bisexual?
Deaf.
Okay, cool. I keep...
Katie is...
You know it.
What?
You know it. I'm doing it all.
Katie's
look, I've often looked to, obviously, poetry and music and art and film and philosophy to, you know, try to grasp, you know, a phrase, a lyric, you know, anything that would succinctly kind of... categorize how I see my sexuality and uh-huh. how I express that, and really only one lyric has ever really
oh I'm excited
spoken to me, which and you might know this but it is I ain't got no type.
Bad bitches is the only thing that I like.
Oh, fuck yeah. That, and I feel that bad bitch is a gender neutral term.
Yeah.
100%.
You know, I've met many bad bitches across the, you know.
It's like girly. Well, that's interesting.
Are you making bitch girly?
Well, I use girly for anybody of any gender.
Sure.
But I also, it's like, it's this new thing where it's like, you guys for so long has been like gender neutral.
You're going to make bitches gender neutral?
I think it definitely kind of is.
I would say bitch singular is gender neutral.
Yeah,
in, bitches, in my experience.
Yeah, well, bitch, so California.
I know, I was about to say, dude,
we
do
used
people
to get
ever get
so much trouble?
We used to get in trouble, and I was going to ask you, because you're SoCal native, like this is the Southern uh-huh. California, well, LA
yeah,
native, San
that.
Diego, West Triangle. Coast. Did you, have people ever been... Like, do you use the word bitch, like, colloquially?
Sure.
Like, in a, yeah, I find
yeah,
that
like
we've gotten in trouble with people for, not in trouble, but, like,
we've
been
in trouble
admonished.
What do you mean?
Is that so?
For using
bitch. Yeah.
And it feels like it's a very regional thing.
Yeah. I mean, we call everybody a bitch.
Yo, what's up, bitch? Like, that kind of, or
yeah.
just, like, stop being such a bitch. And, like, yeah. people get upset. People get upset.
Yeah, I could
or,
see
like,
how.
Or, like, fuck, I love you, bitch. Like.
Yeah, I could see how people like I think it. I mean, obviously, it just comes down to who you're talking to, right?
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
But I use it in that way. I think to me, it's like bitch can mean so many things. You know, it can be used like bitch, like
yeah.
Right?
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it can be used like
such a good word.
Bitch. Like it's just so loaded. It's about the delivery to me. You know.
Yeah.
What I mean?
Yeah. Totally.
But yeah, I'm all for bitch.
Yeah.
There are
specifically bad bitches.
Anti-bitch.
Totally.
Yeah, I think it's not to generalize women.
Of course but not.
But let's just...
Of course.
But most of the people
actually were being subversive by being misogynistic. And if you can't see that, then that's your work. Okay. Don't get mad.
Look inward.
Yeah.
Look inward, bitch. Yeah, we used to say bitch in my family a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Like, because I'm one of three girls and...
one of three
they
bitches.
They call them one of the three bitches.
Sorry. And I have a relationship with my father and, you know, and all that. But we live with my mom most of the time. Uh-huh. So it was just bitch a very den. Bitch heavy.
House filled with, you know,
yeah,
bitches.
Women.
With what,
women.
What does that mean?
Apologies. What do you mean?
When you say bitch heavy, was everyone just calling each other a
it's
bitch?
It's a bitch heavy environment.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, because
she starts crying. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, my family, we swear. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, I absolutely.
It was never something I noticed about you guys when we started hanging out.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think it's more of, I don't know. I only.
Interesting.
I can't, you know.
You have a sibling.
I wonder if it's generational.
Four step siblings too.
Oh wow!
Whoa!
I thought you were gonna say stepsons.
I have four sons.
You know, fingers crossed.
Are you interested in being a stepmom one day?
God, I don't know that I could even think that far.
You know? So far.
It's so far away.
Oh, like God. When I'm in my 30s or something.
I gotta meet someone who's then already. It's like
right. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that has to happen.
Yeah,
in order to acquire the stepchildren.
Yeah.
When did you start? When did you and your sibling, or when did you? Yeah, either.
When did
you
acquire the siblings?
When did you start cussing?
Oh, we've been cussing. We've been cussing.
Cussing. Well, I'm curious when people start cussing because I feel like when you first start cussing, it's
born.
A choice.
I was born cussing.
You know what I mean? And you're kind of I started cussing young and I was like, this is how I know I'm fucking grown.
Yeah, totally.
Like, you know what I mean?
We weren't like in a really like anti-cussing household. Like they tried as hard as they could, but my mom just could not control what my father would refer to as her sailor's mouth.
Oh, wow. Cool.
She really just was letting them fly.
Yeah, okay. Where's your mom from?
She's from Los Angeles, okay. CA.
California.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
CA.
Yeah, LACA. What, like, is there some sort, because I think maybe the Jewishness is like why we weren't really, because like to me I see like cursing and being strict about cursing as kind of like a Christian like a Catholic more so thing.
It does feel like a Christian fear of like going to hell.
Yeah,
that's what you guys should call the episode, a
Christian fear. Yeah. That's a pretty great title actually.
My family is Irish Catholic and the first time that my older sister like kind of swore was in church. She screamed
darn.
Dog gamut. She got it wrong. Like she
dog gamut.
Yeah. She was trying to say god damn it.
Oh, but
she like flipped the syllables.
But does that count?
Then she get in trouble? What's the issue?
No, she didn't get in trouble. Oh.
She skates out of hell on a technicality.
The issue was that
she knew the words.
Had heard it from the household.
Yeah.
And she brought it to church.
Wow.
But is dog gone it? Like from the
that's
same
kosher, I feel.
Source. You know what I mean?
I think it's the thing that someone in the 50s says instead of saying, god damn it.
Shoot.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shoot.
But yeah, my grandpa used to say jeepers.
Jeepers.
Yeah.
Now, is that to reference Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
You say jeepers, I think, instead of Jesus.
Do you think like jeepers? Jeepers?
What about Jiminy Cricket? You think
so
that's that
not
too?
Take the Lord's name in vain.
Or unless that's a...
Isn't that a folk tale?
Pinocchio?
Yeah.
Maybe Jiminy which came Cricket. First, you know?
Jiminy
was
Cricket.
It an exclamation?
Jiminy Cricket.
Was it Jiminy Cricket, like the cricket, like actually?
Yeah. Can you look up who Jiminy Cricket is in folklore?
Yeah, it's the cricket from Pinocchio.
But I'm wondering if
Jiminy Cricket
and people know that.
Pinocchio? So. I'm wondering if it is a euphemism.
Well, then I wonder if he has. I don't remember Pinocchio, but I wonder if his character is a representation of.
There was another one. I think he said like Jeez Lapidus or something like
Jeez
that.
Jeez Louise.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, that too.
Jeez Louise is a...
Jeez Louise. Wait, let's bring that back.
Jeez Louise.
Episode title, yeah.
Yes, Jeez Louise.
Quora is saying that Jiminy Cricket is a euphemism for Jesus Christ.
Let's fucking go.
Wait, one more Google.
Educational podcast.
Does Jiminy Cricket and Pinocchio represent God? In the story.
I'm serious.
You're about to blow the roof off head gun.
That's pretty cool.
Dude.
Does anyone really remember?
Because he is kind of a North Star. Okay. He is.
Yeah.
I don't remember the story, really.
Wait. Yeah, so it's the Trinity, the Holy Trinity.
What?
Where Geppetto is
the creator.
The father. The blue fairy is the Holy Spirit. And Jiminy Cricket
the
is.
The way that this is the way that.
Well.
You're
I'm rewatching it tonight.
The roof off the damn place. It tonight.
That is crazy.
Can you say it one more time, just so Geppetto that we get it clearly?
So Geppetto is
God the Father. Ooh. The blue fairy is the Holy Spirit, and then Jiminy Cricket is Jesus Christ.
And is Pinocchio like Pinocchio. Man? Like the folly of man?
Yeah.
Whoa, the folly
it's
of
so
man.
Rich.
The folly of man.
It you says know, Pinocchio represents each and every one of us.
Whoa.
God.
Wow.
They don't know how to make
Pinocchio
stories
ends up
anymore,
in a whale,
folks.
Right? It's like all Bible.
Yeah.
Is it all Bible? Yeah.
Whoa, dude.
Oh, whoa.
Wait, does Pinocchio have to do with the whale?
The whale.
It's
Pinocchio
what
ends up
fuck?
In a whale.
The
we
whale.
We gotta rewatch Pinocchio.
Wait, the whale. Pinocchio ends Jonah. Up in a whale?
Mm-hmm. Is for Jesus' God's father sake. A carpenter or was Jesus a carpenter?
Jesus was.
So
Jesus was a
track.
Carpenter.
That doesn't follow with him being
Jesus
making stuff out of wood.
I guess that's.
Maybe. I don't know what his dad did. That.
We
what's
don't know
his dad's name.
His dad
God.
Was God.
His dad was God.
No, Joseph.
Come on,
Joseph. The Jews
Joseph.
The Joseph.
Joseph.
They
Joseph don't know what the hell.
Joseph was stepdad. Really great stepdad.
I think he was
really
in
great. He's a
like
dad
me
that
one
stepped
day.
Up.
Yeah, like you did. One day, honey.
Joseph is a nepo father.
Yeah, he is a nepo father.
He is riding the coattails of his famous family.
Damn.
No offense.
Jiminy
absolutely.
Jiminy Cricket, yo.
Wow, Jiminy Cricket.
That's awesome.
That is, okay, so we're bringing back Jeez Louise and Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah. I like both of those a lot.
Yeah. I'm really excited on that.
Wow. Who could have known we would have such a rich discussion in which people learn things about folktales that they maybe have never even thought of.
But ooh, or is that Hans Christian Andersen? Like, is it all based off of, like, the old, you know what I mean? Like, the books that...
You're thinking about the Brothers Grimm?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's
thinking
what I'm thinking of.
Brothers Grimm.
That is what I'm thinking of.
I could not have anticipated that we'd be
that
talking
is what I'm
about
thinking
this.
Of.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'm actually going to the Italian consulate on Wednesday.
Wow.
Got to renew my passport.
You got a double pass?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'm so not Italian.
That's
you know
so
what I mean?
Awesome.
I am Italian, but
Italian American.
Yeah. I'm way fantastic. More Jewish.
Oh, okay.
Name, really.
Totally. Wait, you're a pizza bagel?
I am a pizza bagel.
Best type of person, to be honest.
Wow.
Really awesome type of
best
person.
I never
I
heard
kind
that
of
agree with that. There are some
Joanna
outside perspective.
You're a little bagel bite?
Yeah.
Pizza bagel, baby.
That's cute.
Ooh, that's
I live
a
for
fucking
that.
Goal.
Good for you.
A delicious
awesome.
Snack.
Yeah.
You know what's really good? Bagel bites.
Super good.
Yeah.
Do y'all ever have hot Cheetos and dip them in cream cheese in middle school?
Ooh. No, but I bet you that would be good.
That's
moment
very
of silence.
I'm from
did
Southern
you,
California.
Moment of you're saying that's good or in a bad way?
I'm no, I'm saying that
put
was
it on,
good.
Okay. People put it on bagel. I've had that before.
Oh. Whoa.
Crush
now
it.
That's...
Crush it.
Hot Cheeto bagel.
Ooh,
on
that's exciting
the
to
cream
me.
Cheese.
That's prison food for real.
I didn't God have, bless. I didn't have hot Cheetos at
middle
all.
School, prison,
really? Same diff.
In America, kind of
the same,
similar.
Where'd you go to middle school?
I went to middle school. We can bleep it here out. I'm in just LA. Curious. Oh, it's called El Rodeo.
Okay, I don't know.
What about high school?
Yeah, I went to Beverly.
Word, Shaka.
What does that mean?
West Side.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
It's a Shaka. It's like a public school in LA.
No, not Shaka.
What does that mean? What does that mean? What does this mean? I've been seeing this. What does this mean? Sorry. I've been going hard on you today. I really am sorry.
God damn it.
You're just making me laugh, making me happy.
What does that mean?
What does it mean?
What does this mean?
Like, what kind of school is it?
Normal public. Yeah.
Normal.
Okay.
Sorry. Really? Sorry, wanted to give you more.
When was your first
wanted to hear Crossroads?
When was your first I wish. Queer like crush or inclination?
Let's do first crush, last crush. Now
oh, yeah.
First crush.
First crush. Wait, first crush, last crush.
Kind of hard to say.
First crush.
Twist our...
First crust, last crust.
First crust, last crust. First pizza.
Wait,
and
what?
Pizza
what?
First crust, last
wait,
crust.
Okay, wait.
First, welcome to the new segment.
But crust, also first. When was the last time you had a bagel, too?
Ooh, okay.
Bringing it back to all three.
We got
all
like
three.
16
pizza,
questions.
Pizza, bagel, pizza, first crust, bagel,
last crust, crushes, last bagel.
Yeah.
Okay, first crush, last crust.
No.
First, as in most recent.
First okay. crush, last crust.
Okay.
No.
By the way, this morning, I warmed up pizza from Pizzana, which
you
is
warmed it up.
Which kind of pizza? Is this Pizzana good?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I've only been to the West Side.
It is
way
good.
To ask,
I had like, it recently. It's good.
Is this Pizzana good?
Is this Pizzana good?
Like, which yeah, pizza? Which okay, one cool. did you reheat?
Authority.
Pizzana is delicious.
It was the, yeah, it's so good. Just the margarita. Really, really good.
Yummy.
Really, really good. Daniele Utidi. He's the chef at Pizzana.
Carlo Colotti.
Cool guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've seen what? He was on a show not that long ago.
Probably.
He's on a pizza show.
One of the women who I don't know why I know this, but one of the women who
Sprinkles.
Invested. Thank you.
What? Totally,
guys.
I don't understand why people have complaints about this podcast being unintelligible or
We're
not making sense. Like I don't understand.
You're being weird.
We're normal.
I think you guys are being frankly.
Pizzana is also the person
no,
who
don't
started
explain it. Don't explain
Sprinkles
it.
Cupcake.
If they didn't get it, then they didn't get it.
Well, Sprinkles.
I mean, my first queer crush was...
You could say a straight one, too. I'm actually curious.
Okay.
Drop both. Or drop them all.
Okay. Well, my first queer crush was actually, like, a very... I could just say, like, I had an early sexual experience
yes.
with a girl from Hebrew school.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Sorry about it.
So it's just so wild how you do that and then it takes you so long to realize that it meant something.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
for
I
sure.
mean, or for me at least, I should mm-hmm. say. Like,
yeah.
Well, that's the tricky confusion about bisexuality where you're like, yeah. because you are interested in men, or if you're like a woman, you're like, oh yeah. Like, you just, I mean, there was so much passivity in it for me where mm-hmm. I was like, oh yeah, you know, like kind of walking along and then. You know, certain things start to make sense. Certain things start to like become so kind of like you cannot no longer like suppress or deny mm-hmm. certain things that become like, wait. And then it was just like, I don't know. I feel like I am young enough to be a part of a generation where like there were more people coming out
yeah.
earlier.
Yeah.
But I feel like I was maybe 2 years behind when that would have been like
yeah.
norm.
I feel that
yeah.
way
yeah.
about
yeah.
our age group in general. I feel yeah. like, yeah. 28 to zillennial ass
yeah, yeah,
shit of
yeah.
just like that slight in between
yeah.
zone of when it was like Megan Fox said she was bisexual and everyone said, whoa,
yeah.
that's interesting. But too late for me, you know, like,
yeah.
or just like weird time. I don't know. It was just like, it wasn't the full thing of like people having like queer public queer relationships in high school.
There was one girl in my high school who was out as bisexual, I think. So it was a very much like not a thing in
yeah.
the place that I grew up in, and I didn't realize that I was queer because I had boyfriends in high school, and for a really long time it confused me. I mean, I identified as bi for like a little while. I'm sorry to the community It's like, it sucks.
We're used to it, baby.
I know, but it's no like, problem. It's hard because there are people who like, it just takes them a long time to figure out they're gay.
You don't identify as pan?
Well, now I think I'm back to maybe being bi because it's like, I'm attracted to people of different genders.
Yeah, that's...
I'm not really attracted to cis men.
The jury
wouldn't it be pansexual?
The jury...
I would say pan, but I don't like it aesthetically. I'm really sorry to people that are pansexual.
The thing is, bi, but aren't you also attracted to like people who are non-binary?
This is the misconception about bisexuality. It's like, it's not just like two.
But here's the confusing thing. You can also be non-binary because I was...
And a lesbian, yeah.
Thank you. I was corrected. I was called in when I said I wasn't a lesbian and someone said, yes, you are. And I said, okay. It sounds like I might be. You can be trans mask or trans or non-binary genderqueer and identify as a lesbian.
Okay.
You can do I think.
The fuck yeah, you can do
yeah, I think for me, when like the bi thing is like, it is all encompassing. I don't
totally
be, like, I'm like, it's every, it's like, yeah, it's like if you're,
it is all.
Yeah, it's all. It's, yeah. I don't need like any more. Like, I'm like, I totally get the, yeah, like that there are other terms, but I'm just cool with B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have time like going back and forth at a certain point in your life where it was like, I'm like feeling this way, like I'm having these queer feelings, does it mean that I'm gay? Or like, actually, no, I'm just straight. Like, was there waffling?
I think it was this thing of like a lot of unconsciousness and then arriving at the like possibility of bisexuality and going, oh, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, it just felt like it was a lot of like just kind of coasting. And like, I do kind of, you know, I feel like a lot of my life I lived unconsciously. Like, I, you know, like I was kind of just like, you know, you know, like, and I in no way am like, I want to like be really careful to not like blame my Adderall years on this, but I was just kind of a zombie for
many
years.
Totally.
Like,
yeah.
That's mm-hmm. just my experience. So mm-hmm. like, you know, I really wonder who I would be and what my life would have been like if, had I not had to conform to whatever standards that the public school system was.
I mean, I think that's, I think that's just like, I feel like that's such a product of our generation still. I don't know how it is for kids now, but I do feel like maybe I'm wrong when I say like it's easier for kids to figure themselves out a little bit earlier. But I think
it just kind of must be.
But I mean, I'd hope so. But I feel like we're all kind of a product of that, where it's just like late stage adolescence, but mm-hmm. late stage coming into terms with, like, you know.
I think also the thing that I'm picking up on that you're saying is like, or correct me if I'll phrase it as a question. Do you find that like your attraction to cis men kind of like obfuscated the queerness, or yeah. like made it mm-hmm. less? You know what I mean? So it's like, well, I am attracted to men, so like, and there's so much propaganda at the time of like, mm-hmm. it's normal to have a girl crush.
Yeah, that totally. Yeah, totally.
Stuff like in like magazines and shit. Totally. And it's like, of course, other women look at other women and are wondering if they're attractive or not, or what, or shit like that. Like, kind of like.
I mean, I was kind of like I was in relationships with guys from like 13, like, and, yeah. and it was always with some psycho, like mm, some totally. Like absolute fucking psycho,
totally.
Who did horrible, crazy motherfucking shit mm-hmm. to me, and so I was so like trapped in this like
pilled, yeah.
psychosexual
yeah.
like spiral constantly. So it just was like so it was such an overwhelming experience that how could I not be like, oh, this is like my main, you know, it was still my main focus.
So I really relate to that. Was a coping mechanism?
Well, it's like if I'm being driven insane by these people, we must be.
Also to choose the relationship that is that intense because to not look at, you know what I mean? The other thing. That's my question.
It just took up my like kind of like a lot of my consciousness. Like,
yeah.
I feel like, it was only when like I started to like inch closer to like healthy attachments that mm-hmm. I you know, maybe like, and also like, you know, I went to college and I was not in a relationship and I kind of just was like, wait, so, you know, I'm like on my own. And then it was like, I find that like I think that was probably what was like a catalyst for it. Because again, like, even, you know, like we said, like I wasn't around a lot of like out queer people even in college yet. Mm-hmm. Like really, I was like maybe 2 years away from like a wave of like people being comfortable.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Aware. And this is also like being from Southern California, like very liberal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't even matter.
Liberal, very progressive places. It's like, it just does not fucking matter.
No.
Where'd you go to school for college?
I went to Chapman.
Oh, okay, cool.
Word. I went to the film school.
Rad.
And yeah, like I really, like even there, I only knew like one or two people who were out.
So
who
wild.
Were not, a ton of gay guys, but like not queer non-men.
Yeah. You
know? I wonder, I think this, maybe there's like, I'm sure there have been more intelligent ways of saying what I'm trying to get at, but I think it's like, you're so much more of a social outcast if you display any kind of like gender or sexual nonconformity as a cis man, or like if you're, it's just, you're so much more clockable as, out as having outsider status that might push you towards like being outed or getting coming out earlier than if you're born female. It's like, well, obviously it's like masculinity is desirable, so like, why wouldn't a little girl be a tomboy?
Or yeah,
like,
totally.
Like these, or whereas like with dudes, it's kind of like, oh, like you're feminine. That is abhorrent. Like that is bad, and you'll be punished socially for it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's something there that pushes people towards realizing who they are sooner. I really don't fucking know. But
like you mean like men as opposed to women?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, I think you're right that there is like an intrinsic. Like it, like, or I guess, you know, the toxic patriarchal ideals of masculinity, femininity kind of breaks the like social contract of that. Whereas like there is nothing more feminine than two women together.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
That is like, you know, like,
and the mystery about female sexuality in general of like, what do the gay ones even do together? Like, and it's like, well, we know what the assigned male gay guys are doing, and that's also illegal. You know, like they didn't even know what to make illegal other than like, you know, I don't know. With
literally.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, totally. Yeah, there's like,
they're like, yeah, no, completely.
It's more punishable.
We're listening to a book, or I've paused it, but I'm gonna.
I resumed. I hate the way this motherfucker's voice sounds.
I know. I hate these people, but
it makes it so hard.
We're listening to Jack Halberstam's Queer Art of Failure.
Really good book.
Cool. Do you remember the chapter on the L word?
Yeah.
I haven't
really interesting.
There yet. I haven't gotten
well,
there yet,
the idea of like, you mean like the Shane of it all? Them discussing.
Well, it was like the marketable nature of the L word. And I'll just say, I love the L word. And I'm of course.
Well, we all have a reverence for the L word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Again, here goes my hat.
it goes off the top of my head.
You know? Of course.
Who?
Not without its problems.
Of course.
Is your most desired partner of the character?
Or who do you identify as?
Or who do you identify
do
as?
Do both.
Oh my God. Okay, low-key Marina, I fuck with.
Whoa.
Yes.
Marina reminded me of my first, like, that whole plot line I really related to.
When she was slamming Jenny up against the bathroom.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know if I am any of them.
It's okay if you're not.
I don't think any of them really capture my vibe. I'm like, definitely, like, I'm, like, Shane Rising Jenny. I think I probably have, like, more, like, an Alice Moon, and then
You have to do it.
I love that you're doing it again this way.
Yeah. I feel a lot of shame for my past like statements about Jenny or my Jenny relationship. But
what have you said? That
well, I've said that probably, like, she carried the show, and everyone's a hater.
She fucking did.
You're saying the opposite.
No,
okay.
But you know who?
Mia Kirshner killed that shit. Are you kidding me?
That's right.
And also,
but I'm like,
called a protagonist. Jenny,
get up. But is she a narcissist? Like, is she
Jenny,
clinically?
Definitely.
Yeah. What's wrong with BPD?
I'm watching.
I kind of do want to see.
Isn't she supposed to be BPD? Like in the show?
I don't know, but that's what I want to see.
That. She's giving that.
She's giving that, but narcissism and, you know,
Dana.
They do a dance.
Oh, Dana.
Bye. Dana.
Sweet Dana.
Dana. Sad. Really sad.
The way I was weeping.
Yeah.
I was fucked up. The way I weep.
Yeah.
No, that's wrong. I think the creator said they regret that.
Yeah. This chapter on the L word in Queer Art of Failure, which I was like kind of listening. I was sort of tuned in.
It's the voice, dude. It's the voice. It's
they were just talking about the idea of that like these lesbian storylines did have to ultimately be marketable to like
straight people.
To straight people and to guys as well. And so even like the most like masculine kind of main character on the show, Shane, like part of the plot is that Shane is like still attractive to men. And is it like, kind of like a
there's like a butchness embodied that doesn't threaten hegemonic masculinity in the way that a you know,
there's not a butch on the show really that's a main character that's like a that's like a stone.
No
one's giving Katie Lang in a way that I would have loved.
Yeah, I mean, I also think that's like a symptom of like the TVification of like they make everyone like
fuckable. Okay.
Wait, most recent crush, because to wrap up the thread.
Wait, how do you do this? How do you say this?
You
Hey, mine was Jennifer. Mine was Jennifer Gardner.
Oh, are we doing Gardner in the
I texted I've been in the media.
Yeah.
Gardner?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I said cuz I call it time Time Warner instead of Spectrum, and it's the same thing.
Tingle in your jingle.
Yeah, tingle in your jingle. That jingle pouch.
Or is it jingle pouch?
I like don't know how to pronounce your name.
Who made you go ouch in your jingle pouch?
Ouch.
Is that biblical too?
That sucks.
That is biblical.
That really sucks.
That was tough.
I don't want it to be ouch.
I try to move past it, but
you guys never experienced it as ouch? What? Just checking.
Wait,
because me neither.
Hey, but just checking. Go to the doc.
What? Okay. Wait, no, you mean like you like someone ouch. So much that it hurts you? Or like,
actual ouch, being but horny do you know hurts what I'm talking about?
What are you talking about?
If you're being...
Are you talking about your clit or the hole?
What?
Let's go there so I can figure this out.
I'm talking about
you
my clit.
Probably have
are
a
we taking you to Cedars?
Pointer handy.
I'm talking about like a vagina boner.
Oh.
This never registers at all as ouch.
I mean, is it about the pants? I think it's about the pants you're wearing.
Is it like
it's got to be like tight vintage denim situation where you're like,
this is one of those.
Know?
This is one of those.
But that doesn't make sense.
This is one of those skimpy little whores outfits you're wearing.
Yeah, exactly. They're too tight.
They're so small.
Hasn't happened to me in a long time. It was more like teenage. Like,
is it just when you want to...
Are you talking about lightning crotch?
Wait, you're talking about jingle pouch or lightning crotch?
Y'all know about lightning crotch? Oh!
Is that a real thing?
I'd love to explain.
Is that a real thing?
Oh, yeah, babe.
What is it?
Lightning crotch is a phenomenon usually found in pregnant women.
Wow.
Let's go.
But others can experience it, and I do often. It's the sensation... of like
the twang?
It's a deep pain that radiates through the center of your body.
Yes, it's the gooch pain.
It's the gooch pain.
Is it like ovulation pain?
Yeah.
To me, it's more thunderous
than lightning.
Whoa.
You can't have thunder without lightning.
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
PB&J,
thunder and lightning.
If I look up lightning crotch, is that what it would show up as?
I feel like it would show up as like blue waffle.
If not, you're going to get
that's weird. Don't try to experience that on a regular
basis. I sometimes get that.
Yeah.
I'm brought to my knees. Like,
do you think it's connected with like ovulation for you?
I think it's hormonal for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to be.
Yeah.
Lightning crotch.
I actually got it.
Lightning crotch pregnancy.
Yeah.
It's recorded on an episode of
the
show.
Sharp sudden shooting pain.
Yeah, you did. It was recent, wasn't
intense
it?
Intense shooting pain in the vagina, pelvis, or rectum.
High five.
That may go down the inner thigh.
Ouch.
It causes a pins and needles sensation that lasts 15 to 60 seconds. Damn.
Pins and needles?
The condition is called lightning crotch because the pain often feels like a sudden electrical jolt.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Symptoms of lightning crotch.
You have no idea what I
got. A brief bolt of pain that may take your breath away, in quotes. What?
Yes.
Take
that's
my
right.
Breath away. Wait, have you guys experienced it?
I don't know, man.
I'm probably you would know.
I'm sure, like, I have. I don't know.
Here to tell you, you'd know.
No.
So you have.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like we have, like, superiority about this.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little
doubling over in response to the severe burst of pain.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's me when I get it.
Yeah. A sudden painful sensation as a... Okay, that doesn't apply.
Ouch.
Yep, okay.
Pain.
Do you have a crush for us?
Do I have a crush? I do have a crush, but I actually...
If it could actually happen, say the one that's not going to happen.
Okay.
Either.
Yeah.
If you, if you feel that way.
You could say one from history or something.
Yeah. Yeah, or Mary Todd Lincoln.
Damn.
That thing was
oh, she had a fat ass.
Bad bitch, am I right?
Oh, a crush from history.
Wow.
I think crush from history. You know, I'm in a huge young Barbara Streisand phase right
now. She's super hot.
Holy shit.
I just watched Funny Girl for the first time.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
Have you seen What's Up, Doc?
I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
Okay.
My grandma loved it. So I watched it as a kid, but I need to watch it again.
I'm on my phone because I'm playing something.
And A Star Is Born, her version.
Yeah,
y'all seen that.
She's beautiful.
Yo,
she's just that incredible.
What's the picture of her and her husband in the pool, and she's on his shoulders and she's covering his face?
Oh my god,
her and
Elliot
photo.
Gould. That is my dream threesome. I have to say, them young.
Yeah, damn. I'm
there
trying
you
to
go.
I want to be a side
piece. I get two on account of my
dream threesome.
Okay, wait, hold
dream
on.
Threesome.
Yeah, dream
me,
threesome.
Me, Elliot Gould.
Good.
By the way, it's like the talking.
Okay,
the Jews.
Yeah.
It's like we'd never get anything done. But
oh my god.
Oh, okay,
God.
Yeah. Have you
is
heard
this is
her audiobook?
This is some
huh?
of the funniest shit ever.
I want to read
okay,
it.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Here's just an excerpt.
Pages, isn't it?
This is what this is the shit that's in the book. This was sent to me. Thank you, John Early. This was sent to me by John Early.
He told me he was eating a quart of ice cream every night. I could relate, believe me. I love ice cream too. And often I eat the whole quart. There's nothing like a big fresh scoop of McConnell's Brazilian coffee packed into a crisp cone and handed to you at their store in Santa Barbara.
I agree.
It's the intensity of the flavor made with real coffee beans.
I love that she's just waxing
texture.
On this.
No shit, it's
and they're
a thousand
very generous.
Pages.
Each scoop must be 3.5 inches in diameter. By the way, you can't get McConnell's ice cream just at any supermarket. And this particular flavor is even harder to find. So you could imagine all the reasons I suddenly invent to go to Santa Barbara. Jim and I will hop into the truck and drive up the coast. That store is like a vacation spot to me. I can't wait to get there. Sometimes we also have to stop at their store in Ventura along the way. But the last time we were there, they only had coffee ice cream with chocolate chips. What?
What?
That ruined it for me.
What?
This is why the book's 1,000.
She's, her complaining about the recipe
by
changing.
By the way, it's like, yeah, that's
that.
My woman doing 15 minutes on McConnell's ice cream.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I could relate,
and be my
believe
girl.
Me.
A scoop in a waffle cone.
She each goes, scoop must be about
what?
3 inches in diameter.
Yeah, are you kidding me? She's funny.
Anyway, so that fucking rules, and that's why people should go out and buy the book.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And listen to the 40
I'm
hours of audiobooks.
Stories after this.
So
I like
funny.
It because it's like there's something about your crush on Barbara Streisand that's making me write fan fiction in my head for like the two main
Whoa.
Characters on Hacks. Like, does that exist?
Oh, it's very. Oh,
of course.
Katie's, oh, yes. Katie's late night reading.
Oh, yes. I'm here to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Sick.
Oh, yeah. It's, yeah.
We were once mentioned. We
Y'all
need to do our rank
for
thing.
Sure.
We were once mentioned in some Harry Styles fan fiction.
Totally.
Yeah, they were like, Muna was backstage at the show.
Before Harry did some sex stuff.
It wasn't even, I feel
wasn't
like it was pretty chaste.
Sex?
It was like, she was like a girl who came to the show or something. And that was like, it was before the tour had ever happened. And she was dreaming about what the tour would be like. Pretty cute.
So we're going to do a segment called That's Rank.
That's Rank!
We invented it a couple days ago. And here we are.
And, we're going to just get, what is it, three things, and we just have to rank them. We're all going to do it.
I'm excited.
We'll have to duke it out.
Waffle cone, sugar cone, cup?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I'm going, wait, hang on.
I know.
Hang on. You're leaving out cake cone?
Oh, we can, isn't
What's
that sugar
cone?
Cake cone, it's sugar is is
skinny.
Is,
oh, let's add Kate Cone. I agree.
Kate Cone is
okay. We have four options. Yeah, I agree.
I need photos.
Kate Cone is like birthday party.
Kate Cone is
birthday party.
Is the lighter
like Rite Aid?
It's like styrofoam.
Yeah. And then Sugar Cone is like one where it's like they're not making that homemade.
That's cartoon. That's clip art ice cream.
Yes.
And then Waffle is like.
Clip art. Clip art. Do you guys think of the man with the eyes?
Waffle is the ballet one.
Okay.
I already know.
I have to do it based on like my actual life.
I already know.
I'm not doing it based on my dreams.
Yeah.
Well, it should be the ultimate.
I got it.
You want to go first?
You're going to say cup, but you should do what you actually want the most.
It goes cake.
Wow.
Cone.
Whoa.
It goes sugar cone, it goes cup, and then waffle.
Whoa. What?
What Wait, I'm going so waffle's to do the least? Is going to shock waffle's America.
Holy fucking shit. Waffle's I know what you're going to. You're going to do something insane.
You're going wait, cup first. What's
and
your
I'm ideal flavor, too?
Are you in cup first?
Ideal flavor, well, here's the reality. If we're looking at the span of my short lifetime on this earth, and you know, I can't stress it enough, I'm very young.
So short.
28.
Yeah, 20. One of the youngest people.
Yeah, it's so true.
Working.
So true. I have to say mint chip.
Damn. Whoa.
You know, it's been getting left like field. Hate on the internet recently.
You said what?
It's been getting hate on the internet recently.
Why? They're trying to cancel this? Mint chip?
It's let like them. If you like mint chip, us. Like why don't you eat
Our
this?
It's like it's a toothpaste and Oreo or something?
It's toothpaste in a spoon. With, yeah, yeah. With yeah, some
I just
chocolate.
I just disagree. And that's what's beautiful about this country, right? We can have that dialogue.
Yeah. We can be USA, dialectical.
Number one.
The exchange.
Cool. Okay. I respect
yeah,
mint chip.
Yeah, first of all, USA number one.
Do you want to shock the people?
I'm kidding.
We're being joking.
I'm going to shock the people.
Being joking.
And I'm not joking.
You're being serious.
Cup!
Well, yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Right I knew you were going to say that.
Do we have insane. A fire extinguisher?
I agree.
Sugar.
What?
I hate this. Pissing me off.
Yeah. Cake.
Okay.
Waffle, and I say that yeah, kind of all with love.
Okay,
the thing with waffle, I'm gonna explain. Waffle to me is too sweet.
That's
it's
right.
It's too much.
That's right.
It's too sweet.
Even Jenny's waffle?
Dude, it's too sweet.
It's too sweet, bro.
I can't, which is why cup is first. It's why cup is first. I can't. I like
Jenny Schechter's waffle.
Jenny's waffle.
Jenny's
okay, let's
Jenny's.
Say you're at Jenny's.
Is that a euphemism?
Jenny's ice cream, but they put the disc of waffle in it.
Oh, I fuck with that, but I
oh,
here's
you
guys, the thing.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
I'm just not a. I'm not a.
You're
cone,
so weird.
I'm
for
not
that.
An enormous cone person because it's too much. It's too much. It's too sugary. It's like too sweet for me. I like just That's the right. ice cream. I want to have a pure experience.
That's right.
And I don't. And having cones stresses me out.
Having cones stresses me out.
Having cones stress me out. It dripping all down the side. Have you then you're in a contest
you
with yourself.
You're in a contest and you're not enjoying it. I will say you. I think out of anybody, you are plagued by that.
I'm
you know
stressed.
What I mean?
I don't
you're
like
not enjoying
that.
It. No, I right. totally.
I'm
not
having fun. I'm getting all over your face.
Would it change? Let me ask you this. Would it change like if you had the cone but you could put it in a bowl?
I hate that.
That's just.
Joe hates that.
But would you want? Would it change anything?
I'm fine with just a couple bites of ice cream. I don't need a whole. I don't need
don't
a
need
parade. Like I'm good. I want just
cone in bowl equals parade.
I also kind of like the spoon.
Fact that
if I'm just
cone
operating
is a parade
with,
to you.
Yeah. Just if I'm because then
you
I'm gonna
get out more. Family.
Then it is kind of like, you know, the gun goes off and it's like go and then you're like because I don't want it all over my clothes and my hands and then I'm eating this thing that's been in my
I'm
dirty
laughing.
Fucking hand oh my god I touched
you
the door but now I'm gonna
stupid.
Eat it
I think
you know?
You don't want to look stupid you yeah. don't want to look like a kid you want to look
no, I
dignified
like, a little, like
no
yeah you
I'll,
want
I'll
you want
it.
You're gonna have the little spoon too
yeah no I like a regular size spoon I don't really like a little spoon
yeah I don't
regular
because you want to be a man
yeah I'm gonna
hey don't judge them. Hey, wait, what's the ideal?
Ice cream flavor.
Yeah. Tell me about it in detail, slow.
I'll tell you slow.
Fuck.
I'm really scared.
I go one of two ways. And I have respect for mint chip. Mint chip
yeah,
is good.
I have respect
no,
so much.
No shade. I
no,
like that
no
shit.
No judgment.
Yeah.
in a dream situation, I like rich ice cream. So I want like, I want
that's
something.
That's probably why you don't want to deep.
They don't want the cone because they got the.
Yeah, I got some, I got a lot going on. I like a really chocolatey situation. Like I'm into that. But I also really like a vanilla ice cream, but with peanut butter cup type shit. And the, what's the one from Jenny's that's salted peanut butter?
Salted,
that's fucking delicious.
Salted peanut butter chocolate chip?
That is fucking good. And I also like,
yummy.
Sometimes I'll like a sorbet if I'm feeling insane, completely insane.
Sorbet is not a part of this satisfactory answer. No, also sorbet is not part of this dialogue. Crazy, like,
sorbet is actually not,
I don't think sorbet is ice cream. At all.
You're right.
But I think they're totally different things.
I like,
I'm serious.
I don't really like fruity stuff mixed with chocolatey stuff.
Okay, yeah,
ever
because you're not.
Yeah.
I don't like bitches out here being like orange and dark chocolate.
No, no,
these British motherfuckers
hate that,
just
hate that shit.
Leave or if or.
Orange should be alone.
Orange, guys?
No.
You know when I
are
like
you
it,
serious?
Though? I
don't
like,
pretend you like
if
that.
I'm
no
going
one likes
to,
that.
No
one
likes that. If I'm going to like Yogurt Land, I want tart.
Yep.
With
ooh, yeah, but that's
the carob
not chocolate.
Chip, and then I want the fruit. I want
carob chip?
And...
But
if we're talking
are different.
About Yogurt Land,
yeah.
It's tart, mochi, strawberry.
Also,
damn.
But this is not,
yeah,
this is
yeah.
not, that's a, yogurt, frozen yogurt is not ice cream.
Okay, sorry.
Totally different. And
yeah,
maybe if we have you back on, that's what we'll rank.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I don't know. I like
you.
Chocolate and I like chocolate peanut butter and I like vanilla with chocolate stuff in it. I don't like plain vanilla. Don't look at me. Don't even
she's
look at
French
me.
French vanilla. I feel like telling you.
She's like,
this
okay. She's like infuriated.
I like chocolate. I mean, I like coffee ice cream too.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What that's is French fun. Vanilla? Yeah. You know what I mean? Can I get a clarification really quick?
No.
It's vanilla that doesn't shave its armpits.
Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
It's
sorry,
vanilla,
French people.
But it smokes cigarettes.
Yeah.
I don't know what makes it that way. Oh, you know what? You know what? It is an egg. It's more of a custard.
You're right.
That is why it's more, that's why it's yellow.
But wait, isn't there eggs? I would
way.
Say no.
It
it's, probably,
an egg.
It's probably. I mean, it's probably
poly.
egg yolk.
Oh my god!
It's probably
it's
egg yolk.
It is an egg.
Egg yolk. Egg yolk. I don't know what makes custard.
That's
egg.
A raven.
It is an egg.
Yes, Jim. It is an egg.
Also, that's very ADHD.
You get psychic
of like,
insight.
This
if
is
it has
stored
to do with
knowledge.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
deep archival
well,
knowledge.
As soon as you stop thinking, it goes.
Yeah.
What does it go? Sorry, one more time.
Okay, yeah.
Wakes you up out
that's
of your sleep.
That's how the information comes. Yeah, I'm a rank. Okay,
every
rank.
Bit of information that comes to the ADHD brain is an emergency.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, yeah.
Waffle? Fuck you guys.
Whoa.
Fucking waffle. Sugar.
All right.
Sugar's sexy
cup.
For everybody.
Cup.
Cake. Word.
How could you?
I just don't. I mean, I'll eat a cake. You know what? I'll put cake before cup.
All right, nice.
Because I don't eat ice cream. I don't eat ice cream a lot because it's going to make me absolutely shit my pants.
Okay.
That's kind of a lie. She kind of does still eat it a lot.
I do eat it, but then 10 minutes later, I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
When do I eat ice cream that much? When we're on tour and
yeah,
everybody's getting tour. Ice cream.
The
yeah.
digestive system of a Boston well, Terrier.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
10 minutes later.
I mean, like,
it's insane.
Oh, yes.
But I mean, at home, no, that's not what I'm going to eat. But yeah. My ideal flavor is a vanilla ice cream with like real vanilla bean that
okay.
has to be fucking good or I don't fucking want it at all.
Okay, Talenti.
And, or,
you're a Talenti bitch?
Fuck. I don't know, Talenti. See, I'm
Talenti's
not eating
good.
Ice cream that I'm only eating ice cream
from
if
the store.
We're going, Kelly and I are like going, we're going like an ice cream shop. We're on tour and we all get
I'm
ice cream.
I'm going to McConnell's.
Driving up the coast.
Or I'm going, yeah,
find
driving
any
up the
excuse.
Coast.
On the way in
yeah.
Ventura.
or
double crazy. McConnell's. That's crazy.
Or Jenny's salted peanut
so
butter
awesome.
Chocolate chip. Scott once, our old drummer,
like
brought me
much.
Jenny's when I was working merch. You guys remember this?
Yep.
He brought me Jenny's and I loved it.
Yeah. I said I remembered it, but.
We were with him. We went to Jenny's together.
Yeah, I was had to work merch.
It was very nice that you did that for all that time.
Yeah, I made us money.
You've always been our businessman.
Yeah. I folded the shirts.
So
I counted the money.
Can you picture little Joe at the Muna merch booth?
You know what would have happened?
One
if,
of us had to do it.
If I
so
would
cute.
Have done it, do you know how much money we would have lost?
No.
I'm
no.
so
Why?
Bad at math. I'm so bad at math. And counting. Like, I would have just gotten
oh, I did it like
so
one tour.
Fucking
confused.
I was
right?
like, well, we didn't sell any shirts,
but
I
made a lot
get
of friends.
Us invited. Yeah, yeah.
yeah. You got us invited.
We have to come back here in 2027. She's going to do an induction ceremony. That would have been me.
Yeah, that would have been you.
Go.
Okay. Cup.
Fuck you guys.
Waffle.
I love you.
I agree with that.
No.
Cake.
Sugar.
Wow. All right.
Okay.
I just don't.
I know you guys both like a cup, but it's like, I guess the thing is, this is philosophically, you guys like ice cream. If I'm going to get ice cream, I'm going sicko. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you do.
I'm getting a chew. Pop, pop, pop.
You want two treats.
I kind of love that you're cake first. You just don't really see cake around.
You see it at Rite Aid.
Yeah, that's because
birthday.
Okay, deep but childhood.
Or you see that Thrifty is my
Thrifty.
Like,
wow,
the
sherbet.
Mint chip.
Sherbet.
Totally.
That's the mint chip on the cake cone.
Yeah,
like,
Thrifty.
That's what I'm referencing.
That's
right.
Thrifty,
that's
Los Angeles.
Choosing.
I like it too. No, it's San Diego too.
But I'm saying it's like,
is it
California?
Cali. It's Cali.
Yeah, okay. I really, the childhood attachment to those cones is
yeah,
real.
Totally. No.
Because you can buy them in like a box.
No, yeah. No. Yeah. Well, they also had, they sell the ice cream. You get the scoop. Right here.
I never have, but you can.
Wait, you can get a scoop
that,
of ice cream
thrifty.
At Rite Aid?
Yeah, yeah.
Thrifty.
You used to be able to.
There's one. There is still one. I think there's still one on like Sunset and where's Kismet? Like Sunset and what's the cross street? Whatever.
Oh,
whatever
yeah,
the
yeah,
fuck,
yeah.
Whatever.
Hollywood.
Next to Sally Beauty.
It's like that, yeah.
I
know,
in that
mall strip.
Yeah, I think right around there.
Yeah. Hillhurst.
Yeah.
Hillhurst.
Okay.
Okay.
We're done.
No.
Right? Oh, your ice
favorite.
Cream. Sorry, I know. Chocolate.
Cappuccino chip.
Chocolate.
Cappuccino chip.
Yeah.
By whom?
Homer's.
In by whomst?
The town that I'm from has like a little ice cream place.
It's cute.
And...
Are you guys ever going to play in Ohio?
I mean, we do it all the time. That's why
we
I'm eating so
Columbus.
Much Jenny's.
Often and in what's the other place? Sorry.
Right.
What's the other place in Ohio?
Oh my god,
by the water.
What's that brand called? What's
Jenny's.
That fucking ice
Jenny's.
Cream called?
It's
no.
Jenny's.
No, no, no. It's
Jenny's.
No. it's. You know what I'm talking about?
The one that they have there that they also
Bleachers?
Have
Bleachers
in
no.
other deluxe.
That's Jack.
Okay, I'll text you. But
yeah.
There's one. There's the best ice cream I've ever had in my entire life.
Wow.
It is marshmallow. It
what?
Is sorry. The
I'm
ice
out.
Cream base is graham cracker.
I like how we're like
okay.
I'm out.
S'mores.
And for that,
s'mores.
And for that reason,
immediately
no. For that reason, I'm out.
I feel like I just got rejected on Shark Tank.
For that reason, I'm out.
It's not even my idea. You guys calm down. Graham cracker ice cream, chunks of milk chocolate, and marshmallow.
I'll
pieces.
Try it. It does not sound like a cup of me, but for you, I eat it.
Cup of me.
Okay. Cup of Joe.
Cup of me.
Is that
oh
a
have you considered
that's
this?
Awesome.
Oh my god.
Cup of Joe.
This
that's when
like
you go rogue.
Cup of
generative.
Joe's
yeah.
separate
very
podcast.
And that
is a cup of Joe.
That's
we're,
my cup
my
of Joe.
I just say all my ideas.
I really like that. There's something there.
You just sit for hours and come up with ideas.
I feel like Joe has a future as like a
oh,
TV
as,
personality.
As a person, you actually
oh, yeah.
film me alone. I'm in a white room.
Feral.
You have a future being observed by CCTV in a padded room.
You know,
you're
a talk show
a
personality.
Yeah.
That's what you'll think.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on.
We talked about a lot, and also
it's so sad that
we
don't even know what
we
can't put it out.
We never finished your face routine.
Oh,
whoa!
You know what?
Can we finish it real quick?
You're gonna send it to me.
I'm gonna send. It's really actually quite. It's not. It's pretty affordable. I have to say, like most of the products are like really fair and good. And I that's
wow.
just like
send
another,
us a list.
Another
actually,
yeah, I go. My cleanser is Vanicream. Mm. That's CVS.
Shit's good.
Vanicream is good.
Really neutral. And then I go Beauty of Joseon ginseng essence, and then I do the green tea serum Beauty of Joseon, and then I do the glow serum, which is niacinamide and like a propolis, which is like a mucin.
Yeah, shit's good.
And
I can't
then
use that shit.
I use
I like
a
niacinamide.
Blue tansy oil from Herbivore.
Whoa.
And then in the morning I use the Beauty of Joseon sunscreen.
Whoa.
Which is an SPF 50++++.
Awesome.
It's a gel. It's really lightweight.
Wow.
And then at night, I use a crystal retinol 0.1 strength from Medicate. That's
whoa.
Medicate, the letter 8. And that's pretty much
okay.
The vibe.
You know what
that's,
we should
that's
do?
A good
we should go
routine.
To the face. We should go to the face spa.
Propolis is good.
You know,
where's
the
that
face spa? It's
face
like
gym?
Face, no. It's where they give you face massages. It's K-Beauty. A lot of them are Korean. And they
you
give
know,
you head and face massages, and
oh,
there's like a
hair.
3 month
oh.
waiting list. It's also for hair growth. They
wow.
also they go. My hair's insane.
They
right?
do
no.
like a scalp thing.
Well, no, they go with the camera.
Yeah.
That's why I'm wearing a hat because
oh,
I'm.
I like, don't want to see it, But I really want to see it.
They do a camera and they tell you what's going on and they're like, this is how we're going to fix it. And then they go in and they do things to stimulate growth and like they do red light on your head.
I would love to do this.
Yeah. Red light helmet.
Red light helmet.
Sharks.
Sharks.
Okay, boys.
Yeah, I would love.
Red light helmet.
This is such good timing for me because I got skincare products from my hometown when I went back in November and I'm like running out of everything right now, so I need to start.
You should do K-beauty.
You have a wealth of resources at your disposal.
You look amazing. Thank you for coming on.
Oh my god, it's my pleasure.
I also am like, I don't feel like we asked you that many questions.
I don't. That's fine.
We'll hear it's the like, edit.
We're here to.
Next time we'll talk about yogurt of the frozen variety.
Because we know that's what you want to get to.
Yeah.
All right. Love to all, and I love you, Katie.
Love to all, and all a good night. Love you, Joseph.
I like that you're looking at me and saying that you love yourself.
Love you, Josette.
I love you, Josette.
Call me by your name.
Whoa, sexy. Ooh,
snap. Thank you for coming on. Really appreciate it. I love you guys. This was a lot of fun. And I love myself. My name is Naomi, and I love myself. Naomi, good night.
I know, because they have to do the whole ritual.
Bye.
And
you have to say you love yourself.
You have to say you love yourself.
Yeah, I'm cool. We're cool. Yeah.
Now you have to say love you, Hannah.
Love you.
I like that approach.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Love you, Hannah.
Yay. Okay, bye.
Chaotic is a production of HeadGum.
Created and hosted by us, the members of the band Muna.
Our executive producer is Anya Konovskaya.
Our producer is Ali Khan.
And our editor is Rochelle Chen.
If you want to look at us do this podcast, you can now watch every episode of this show on our YouTube.
And if you want to prove that you love us, follow us on social media at Where Is Muna on most, if not everything, and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
You can give us topics to rank during our new segment, That's Rank. And keep leaving reviews. We might even review your review on the next show.
Meet you right back here next week with a new episode. Bye!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.